the time to make sure it's working properly so your investment doesn't go up in smoke. Larry Brockman is the residential wood smoke team leader for the EPA. He says for safety reasons, a wood stove and chimney should be inspected by a certified professional every year. Chimney sweeps use a camera that allows them to spot any problems in the chimney that you might not see. In the meantime, it's important to be sure the air intake vents are clean and not blocked by ash.
If you have too much ash in your firebox, you're essentially plugging those air vents. That could result in really poor combustion inside the firebox, and it just doesn't burn the firewood very well. This results, of course, in more smoke, which is bad for health, and more creosote buildup in your chimney. And then this results in less heat for your home also.
That said, it's a good idea to keep about an inch of ash in the firebox. Brockman says this will help keep your coals hotter for a longer period of time when you're trying to restart or reload the wood stove. Another thing you can do yourself is to open the stove door and check the gasket.
It looks a lot like a rope-like material that seals the door, and if it's deteriorated or if it's coming off the door, then that's a good indication that it needs to be repaired. The importance of that is that if the gaskets don't seal properly, you can allow smoke to come back into your house, or you get too much air into the wood stove, and that can cause your firewood to burn up too fast.
Many wood stoves are lined on the inside with fire bricks. Brockman recommends taking a peek at them and replacing any bricks that are cracked or deteriorated. Find more tips for wood stove maintenance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
This is ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The alleged head of a robbery ring is back behind bars in the Pacific Northwest.
The man accused of targeting celebrities and pro athletes in a string of burglaries and robberies is behind bars in Seattle, pleading not guilty to 10 felony counts. Authorities say despite a long and violent criminal history, a judge allowed 29-year-old Patrick Masonette to walk free on bail with an ankle monitor after he was charged with a home invasion in 2023. They say he cut off that ankle monitor before becoming the ringleader of this recent crime spree.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Later today, we're expected to find out more details linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Robinson expected in court, where murder charges against him will be formally filed. Israel beginning its ground offensive in Gaza as a body of UN experts concludes there is reason to believe Israel is committing genocide. This is ABC News. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent saying this week there's a framework for a TikTok deal in place that would allow the app to keep operating in the United States. Not many details yet, but says ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
We know that there are buyers who are out there who've said they're interested. And the biggest one, I just actually got off the phone with one tech analyst who said it's hard to imagine this deal doesn't include Oracle. Oh. Oracle is, of course, founded by Larry Ellison. He's now the richest man in the world, big Republican donor, friend of President Trump's. And they already host a lot of TikTok's data. They have the servers where a lot of that data is stored. So it makes sense that they would be part of this deal, probably leading the deal.
It's also not out of the question that the U.S. government might have some sort of involvement in the deal as well, given the recent stake that the government took in chip maker Intel. President Trump's latest lawsuit against the media is against the New York Times. $15 billion is what he's hoping to get for this one. The president saying the paper has lied about him and defamed him. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions, not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
A Tides and Shoppers. If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch an isolated shower or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Some fog late tonight. Our low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you got to check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Southeast Wisconsin residents should register now for federal assistance with flood damage. Those in Milwaukee, Washington, or Waukesha counties whose home or property has uninsured damage from the August floods can now apply to receive money from FEMA to help make repairs or replace those items. An Oconto County man is banned from hunting this year after illegally baiting bear. Federal prosecutors say 64-year-old Timothy Collar illegally put multiple oversized plastic bait barrels in several locations. Collar also damaged natural resources to access the baiting sites. He's also been fined $3,000. And the Department of Natural Resources wants to hear from you on its Wildlife Action Plan. It focuses on conservation of rare and declining species and habitats. There's more information on it on the DNR's Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan webpage.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh, man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in, and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere-certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Pierce County Town of Isabel's board has approved a CAFO operation ordinance. During last night's town board meeting, a few residents expressed concern that the ordinance should have more water and land tests included as the township sits on karst bedrock. Now, the ordinance will require new CAFOs in the township to have an operational plan permit from the township. The town board did modify the ordinance that would require CAFOs that are not located in the township but spread manure on land in the township to have an operational permit that would require the CAFO to have a waste management and road plan, have compliance testing for groundwater, and an animal removal plan. The Buffalo County Highway Department is working on Highway BB north of Highway 10 to the Eau Claire County line this week. Crews are replacing culverts, milling and replacing the pavement, and widening the road. Traffic will be down to one lane at times, and motorists should expect delays and plan accordingly. Sentencing has been ordered for a man convicted on kidnapping and weapons charges. Mark Dickinson and another man, according to authorities, broke into a Fairchild home last year and held someone at gunpoint as they went through the residence. Dickinson was sentenced yesterday to serve 6 years in prison. Charges have been filed against a man accused of recording a woman in the shower at UW Eau Claire. That incident happened on Saturday at Towers Hall South, with the victim saying the suspect, identified as 26-year-old Deshaun Barkas, fleeing the scene after being spotted. Barkas has been arrested and booked into the Eau Claire County Jail. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants all Wisconsinites to still have access to vaccines. The governor signed an executive order on Monday directing the State Department of Health Services to take every action to ensure access to vaccines. It comes 2 weeks after Florida's Surgeon General announced a move to end all vaccine mandates in that state. Governor Evers said in a press release that the Trump administration is inserting partisan politics into health care. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Disability advocates across Wisconsin are raising alarm over President Trump's plan to eliminate mail-in and machine voting. An announcement comes during Disability Voting Rights Week concerning voters with disabilities who rely on absentee ballots for access. Over half of the voters with disabilities used mail-in ballots in 2020. The president is planning to sign an executive order before the midterm election to enact those changes. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security agreements at the Capitol. The Republican leader commented last week's assassination of activist Charlie Kirk and said he's confident in Capitol Police. Voss noted that Kirk was killed at a public place, and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed at their home. Voss says the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. He did not mention the January 6, 2021 attack on and inside the U.S. Capitol. Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol. Keeping an eye on Wisconsin air quality has been made easier. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has launched its new and improved air quality data map. The online resource presents real-time data from the state's air quality monitoring network in a color-coded guide to pollution levels based on the air quality index. The map will feature an orange or above AOI filter to identify when air quality reaches levels that could impact a person's health. Smoke from Canadian wildfires that has reached Wisconsin over the last few summers has increased interest in air quality monitoring in the state. You can view the map by logging onto airquality.wy.gov. Another prominent Wisconsin Democrat has joined the race for governor. Madison State Senator Kendla Royce announced her candidacy Monday morning. Royce was first elected to the state assembly in 2009 and has served in the state Senate since 2021. She was among a crowded field in the 2018 Democratic gubernatorial primary won by current Governor Tony Evers. Royce joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley as high-profile Democrats running to replace Evers, who announced in July he wouldn't want run for re-election. Two Republicans are running as well, and more candidates from both parties are expected. If your boss is in your text messages asking for gift cards or other personal information, it's probably not your boss. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says that's called the CEO or boss scam, and messages like that are a red flag. If you receive a message like that, contact your employer directly to let them know. Other people in your office or workplace may also be receiving the same message. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
A Lego replica of U.S. Bank Stadium will soon be on display at U.S. Bank Stadium. Diehard Viking fan Kandem Tetsupa is credited with assembling the smaller-scale model stadium. The project took over 2 years to complete. Tetsupa broke down the Lego replica and was flown to Minneapolis by the Vikings to reassemble the model inside U.S. Bank Stadium. The Lego stadium will now be permanently placed on the 100-level concourse. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Simeon Woods Richardson was unhittable as the Twins defeated the Yankees 7-0 at Target Field last night. Woods Richardson earned his seventh win after striking out 11 and holding the Yankees to 2 hits in 6 scoreless innings. Austin Martin drove in 4 runs in the victory. Brooks Lee homered and drove in 2. Now the Twins will send Zebby Matthews to the mound against New York tonight. J.J. McCarthy has suffered another injury. The Vikings quarterback sprained his ankle during Sunday's loss to the Atlanta Falcons and is expected to miss Minnesota's Week 3 game against the Bengals. ESPN is reporting that McCarthy could miss 2 to 4 weeks with the setback. McCarthy missed all of the 2024 season after tearing his meniscus in a preseason game. Carson Wentz will start under center in McCarthy's absence. The Minnesota Timberwolves are re-signing Bones Highland. The Wolves signed the free agent guard to a partially guaranteed contract yesterday. Highland joined the T-Wolves as a reserve guard in the middle of the last season. He averaged 1.3 points and 1 assist in 4 appearances off the bench for Minnesota. The Wisconsin football team could have its quarterback back this week. Badgers coach Luke Fickell said Monday that Billy Edwards Jr. is day-to-day ahead of Sunday's conference opener against Maryland. Edwards has not played since suffering a knee sprain against Miami of Ohio in the season opener. Edwards threw for 2,881 yards, 15 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions with the Terrapins last season before joining Wisconsin.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom, it's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Brewers are back at it tonight, facing the Angels in the first of a three-game series at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Freddie Peralta shooting once again for his 17th win of the season. Brewers' magic number to clinch the Central remains at 8. The Cubs blanked the Pirates last night by a score of 4-0. The Brewers just a game and a half up on the Phillies for the overall best record in the National League. Phillies beat the Dodgers 6-5 last night to clinch the National League East title. Week 2 of the NFL season is in the books. Tampa Bay rallied for a 20-19 win over Houston, and the Chargers made easy work of the Raiders 20-9 in Monday night action. Packers returned to the practice field for a short workout yesterday. They're off again today and then resume preparations on Wednesday for Sunday's road game at Cleveland. Looking back at the win over Washington, Coach Matt LaFleur said there's a lot to clean up.
We went into the game, we knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So obviously the first drive, it negated the touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple of pre-snap penalties. We had a couple of penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
NFL quarterback news. Vikings starter J.J. McCarthy suffered a sprained ankle on Sunday night. He's expected to miss Minnesota's Week 3 matchup against the Bengals. Cincinnati lost its own starting quarterback, Joe Burrow, for at least 3 months. He's scheduled to have surgery on a turf toe injury. And Washington's Jaden Daniels suffered a knee injury against the Packers. His status for Sunday's game against the Raiders is up in the air. Football Badgers could have their number one quarterback, Billy Edwards Jr., back for the Big Ten opener against Maryland at Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-264-0149 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-264-0149. That's 800-264-0149. What do you have to lose? Call 800-264-0149. Again, 800-264-0149.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny, a slight chance of an early storm, highs mid-80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, a 40% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. And for Thursday, some fog in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, 40% chance of showers, highs low 80s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region this morning. Pepin 69, Lake City 68, Mondovi, Wabasha, and Nelson 66, Plum City 65, O'Galley 63. Here at WRDN, do have some sunshine and 65 with Kenny Chesney and Don't Happen Twice. It's 7:22.
I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell. Just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And then I'll wait, seeing you like this. I guess it never. Hood of my car,
flash on every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups, 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.
Wabashaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know. I can forget you, girl, for good, even though I should. I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never.
it just in case, just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case you wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case, just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case you wake up.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Morgan Whalen and Justin Case, 7:31. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. Also, during the 9 o'clock hour, Rhonda's going to be joining us. Of course, Rhonda helps me out here at the station, but she also has numbers are us, Daily Money Manager, and something she's been noticing as of late, maybe you've noticed this too, all these extra fees that are starting to show up on bills that you might receive in the mail. We're going to talk with Rhonda a little bit about that, about 9:10 this morning as well. Let's see, boy, another nice warm day yesterday. I'm kind of liking this, and it looks like the warm weather is going to continue, too, at least for a few more days. Then it's going to cool down, and we'll give the details on that coming up in our forecast.
O'Galley Cheese is celebrating 80 years. O'Galley Cheese founder Leo Bullman first started making cheese as an apprentice in Switzerland until he moved to the States. He bought O'Galley Cheese in 1945 and made Swiss cheese. In the 1960s, Leo switched from Swiss cheese to Italian cheeses, which O'Galley Cheese still makes to this day. To celebrate 80 years, O'Galley Cheese will have specials, samplings, and giveaways. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of sunshine, slight chance of a morning storm, highs mid-80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 40% chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon, highs mid-80s. For Thursday, patchy fog in the morning, 40% chance of showers with highs in the low 80s. Currently across the region, we do have a mix of clouds and sun. Pepin 69, Lake City 68, Mondovi, Wabasha, Nelson 66, Plum City 65, O'Galley 63 here at WRDN. We do have some of that sunshine 68 with Travis Tritt.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo, or take my old Harley for a three-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why?
Watermelons on the
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station. Won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep-sea senorita fishing down in Panama. When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the three.
I hardly ever think of you lately. It ain't all sunshine when you cross my mind. I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. I almost quit drinking for a while. I quit thinking about you. Got a little sleep, but some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in because not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pour another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when I start missing you again. And I don't mind if I your house. If you want to know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. I hope you don't mind if I do. Need you to pick me up.
Is it killing you not holding me right now? If falling into me is the only thing you think is gonna get you through, then I don't mind if you do.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Riley Green, Ella Langley, and Don't Mind If I Do. 7:48, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, join Chip Fleury for the latest news and issues affecting rural America and the farm markets, too, with AgriTalk this afternoon from 1 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, this in from ABC News, Robert Redford has passed away. His death was announced in a statement by his publicist. They did not cite a cause. Of course, Redford starred in all kinds of different films, including Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Oh, that's a good one. And also All the President's Men, and that's another good one, too. He also did a lot of independent films as well. He died here earlier today at his home in Provo, Utah. And I'm sure ABC News will have more on that here coming up at the top of the hour or throughout the day. But Robert Redford passed away at the age of 89.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news, say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Maker and he'll settle on down.
You can bet he'll settle down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. Yeah, you could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last. Someone else. Yeah, we could be some history.